we are. Oh, good. I didn't think we were going to get a table.
Oh, he's busy. Are you sure that's all you want?
Yeah, I never eat much lunch. I just needed a drink.
Oh, it's exhausting shopping, isn't it? Thanks for coming with me.
Oh, I'd like to do something special on a Sunday while Will's got George.
Wouldn't you rather spend the time with Ed?
Not at the moment.
Oh. Oh, dear. Still in the doghouse, is he?
I've got my heart set on us moving into the flat at Jack's.
Oh, no, but...
Him and Jazz have to go and spoil it all.
The flat's not ideal for a baby.
But it is when it's right over where I work. It would have been better than the caravan anyway.
Have you thought about applying to the council? You'd have lots of points.
Yeah, we've talked about it. But Mum was so against it.
Well, she grew up in a council house, didn't she?
And that's why. Doesn't want any grandchild of hers living in Meadow Rise.
Yeah, but they aren't all dives, you know.
Yeah, I know. And Gran's house is fine. But, oh, if Ed hadn't been so stupid.
I'm sure he's sorry.
He'd better be. Of course, Mum's got her own agenda. She wants us to move into Ambridge View.
Well, she's got the room, I suppose.
Not for Ed, though. Dad won't have him. And I'm not going without him.
No.
George is one on Friday.
Really? Oh, it doesn't seem like a year.
Oh, it does to me.
What are you going to do to celebrate?
We're having a little family party for him.
Oh, that sounds nice.
Yeah. Oh, I'll tell you one thing, though. Will's not seeing him.
Oh, Ed.
He had him for Christmas and Mother's Day. It's my turn to have George to myself.
I want to see him.
Well, you can want. He's taken him away from me for a whole week soon. It's not much to ask.
Well, he's not going to be very happy about it.
I don't care. Oh, let's talk about something else. Thinking about Will always makes me angry. How's everything going with Sam?
Yeah, we had a bit of a chat last week.
About you and Tom and Brenda.
What do you know about that?
Well, Brenda just said something to me at work.
Well, there is no me and Tom and Brenda. That's what's so stupid about it.
Did it go well, your talk?
Yeah, I think so. At least now he knows it's nothing that he's done.
Well, that's good.
Or anything to do with my feelings for him, really.
So now all you've got to do is sort things out with Brenda?
Yeah, that might not be so easy.
Oh, you're such great mates. You can't let a man come between you. Especially when it's Tom Archer.
There. I think that's everything. You didn't notice any dirty clothes lying around Pip's bedroom, did you?
No, not really.
I've got a uniform and a games kit in. That's the main thing. She's got a cross country tomorrow.
Has she? Have you seen this article about supermarkets?
One? No, not yet.
I don't know what they're talking about.
No, the dishwasher.
Oh, I'm sorry I can't give you a hand, love, but my shoulder's really hurting.
OK, you could go and make sure Pip's getting on with her homework.
Yeah. Right, in a minute. I just want to finish reading this.
Then we need to sort out a few things for this week.
Right. I know the potato plant is coming on Wednesday. I hadn't forgotten that.
So I'll be really busy.
Yeah, I know. I wish I could help, but I really don't think I'd be fit to do much.
You can help. You can keep things going in the house.
Oh, yeah, of course.
I'm really not going to have the time.
No, I appreciate that.
You need to be up to speed with what's going on with the kids.
Yeah, I know.
It's the end of term. They've got a lot on.
Yeah, I know. Are you getting at something here, Ruth?
Well, a few things did go astray last week.
Like what?
Josh didn't take the form and the money back for his school trip.
I sorted that out around the school.
I know.
I mean, it would help if he told me about it.
I know it would, but he forgets. You have to ask.
How can I ask when I don't know what it is I'm asking about?
Check his bag for notes.
He should show them to us.
He should, but he doesn't.
Oh, all right.
Look, I'm not getting at you, David. I know it's hard to keep everything about the kids in your head. That's why we need to talk about it.
You'd better come in then, if it's so important.
It is. Thanks.
I'm quite busy.
So is he. Spring cleaning.
Hayley and Roy have taken Phoebe over to Hayley's parents for Sunday lunch.
Well, that's nice. And what about your dad?
They invited Dad too.
That's kind of them.
Well, people have been very kind. Understand what we've been going through.
Yeah.
They invited me, but I thought it would be a good chance to catch up on the housework.
You're certainly having a good old go at the kitchen.
And I don't get so much time for it now I'm working at Jack's. And helping Tom, of course.
Of course.
We've got a corporate do at Lower Loxley this Thursday.
I'm pleased it's going so well for him.
Are you?
Yes, I am.
Look, Kirsty, I'm quite busy, and it's not very convenient when people turn up unexpectedly.
I did ring. And text. And left messages.
Oh, I didn't reply. How dreadful of me.
Brenda.
Now you know what it feels like.
I'm so sorry. That's what I want to talk to you about.
I suppose I don't want to talk to you.
Please, Bren. Let me try and put things right.
So, Josh's end of term concert is Tuesday.
What, Tuesday evening?
No, it's the afternoon. Be nice if you could go.
Yeah, why not? I can't be doing anything useful here.
Then Pip has games again on Wednesday, so she'll need her kit for that.
Oh, yeah, right.
And I've got a feeling Josh has got a project due sometime this week. If you could sort that out.
Oh, I think I'll manage now we've got it all down on paper.
It does help.
Well, we could do the same for the week on the farm, if you'd like.
There's no need. We're ready for the potato planter, and Sam and I have got the cows pretty well under control.
Well, if you're sure. How does he think the silage is holding up?
We'll be fine. It's been good for me to have this chance to work more closely with Sam.
I must try and wrench my shoulder more often.
Don't be daft. I just meant... Well, it was hard having less responsibility for the cows while I was ill.
Yeah, I know it was, though.
So giving them over to Sam was tough.
Yeah, I know.
And now we've had a chance to work as a team. Wow, it's been great these few days.
Well, thank goodness it looks as if he wants to stick around. And now he's going strong with Kirsty.
Yeah, I wouldn't be so sure about that.
My mum died, Kirsty.
I know.
Was all over the place. I needed all the support I could get.
Yeah.
And you disappeared. You just didn't want to know.
It wasn't that.
Well, what was it then? Because I really don't understand. I don't know how you could have been so cruel.
Neither do I.
Right. Is that the best you can do?
I'm just saying it wasn't rational.
I don't care. I felt so alone and you abandoned me.
You had Tom.
What, and you were jealous? That's just... pathetic.
Not jealous.
Well, what then? If you couldn't have him, then nobody else could either. What?
It wasn't that.
Well, so then you've still got feelings for him? Is that what you've come to tell me?
No, of course not.
Then why should you care that he's going out with someone?
Because it's you.
I need someone, Kirsty.
I know.
I needed you, but you weren't there. Tom was.
Was he?
Yes.
He hurt me so much, Brenda. What he did.
I know. I'm not excusing him.
I couldn't bear to think he might hurt you. Not after what you've been through.
Oh.
But how could I say that?
You said it now.
Yeah. And there's something else I need to say. I suppose I felt... Oh, I know it was selfish of me, but... I suppose I felt you'd let me down.
I'd let you down?
I'm not proud of it.
I don't understand.
It was like you'd changed sides.
Oh, Kirsty.
I know, it's pathetic.
It's not a question of sides.
I know it isn't. I'm just trying to tell you how I felt. There's no excuse. What you were feeling should have come first. Of course it should. I'm so sorry.
Don't take this the wrong way, but me and Tom, it's not like him and you.
Sure it's not. I can see it isn't. I was just being stupid.
He's different. Because of what he did to you, actually.
I'm glad some good came out of it.
He really regrets it.
Yeah. Yeah, I believe you.
But we've all moved on. I mean, you've got Sam and Tom and I are together and all the rest is ancient history.
What about you and me? Is that ancient history too? Can you forgive me, Bren? I wouldn't blame you if you couldn't.
I wasn't very rational myself after Mum died.
Of course you weren't. Makes the way I behaved all the worse.
Maybe if this had happened at another time, I'd have understood it could be hard for you.
Oh, it shouldn't have made any difference. I should have put our friendship first. I do. Now I'm thinking straight.
Good.
If we still have one.
Of course we do. I've missed you.
Oh, Bren. I've missed you too. Oh.
Good grief. Is that really what you think?
Well, that's how it seemed last week anyway.
Well, I thought it was going, you know, hot and heavy.
Charming.
Well, you know what I mean. Seemed very engrossed in each other.
They were. Then Tom started going out with Brenda.
Well, Kirsty doesn't mind about that, does she?
I think she does, a bit.
What? Why? I mean, that's water under the bridge. I mean, I know it ended pretty badly.
Maybe she thought he might do the same thing to Brenda.
Or she's not over him.
Whatever, she's confused. I think that cooled things down a bit between her and Sam.
But you said they talked about it last week.
I got the impression that hadn't really sorted things out for Sam.
Don't you think you're reading too much into this? I mean, you know, Sam's a straightforward kind of bloke.
I know, that's the problem. He might be starting to wonder if Kirsty's a bit too complicated for him.
So you've made things up. Oh, I'm glad.
Well, Kirsty and I are back on track, I think.
That's nice, isn't it, George?
Oh, dear. He's not very happy, is he?
It's Will's fault. He always gets him overexcited, which is another good reason for him not to be seeing him on his birthday.
Isn't he?
No, he's not. We had quite a row about it.
I can imagine.
Good job Ed wasn't here, or he might really have kicked off.
Yeah. Where is he?
Doing a big supermarket shop.
You have got him well trained.
It was his idea. Guilty conscience.
You're not still cross with him about the flat?
Yes, I am.
Don't be. You know Kenton. He promises things without really thinking them through.
It was still a stupid thing to do.
We all do stupid things.
Ed is trying to make up for it. He's got another idea for getting us out of this place.
That's good. What?
Oliver Sterling's thinking about having a proper dairy herd at Grange Farm.
Oh, I heard about that. Dad's not counting on it.
Don't say that. Ed'd be managing it. And he'd need to be on the spot, wouldn't he? So there might be a house to go with it.
Right, is that it for today then?
Yep, you can get off now if you like, Ed. I can tear up here.
Have you got a moment, Oliver? There was something I wanted to talk to you about.
Well, I don't want to be too long. It's Caroline's birthday.
Oh, yeah, of course, she said.
No, she won't be back yet. What's on your mind?
Oh, it's just an idea, a question, really.
Well, come on then, spit it out.
If we get this dairy project up and running...
Yeah?
I'm going to be looking after the herd.
Not change your mind, have you? I mean, got a better offer.
No, of course not. I've been thinking it would make more sense for me to be close at hand, wouldn't it?
Well, it doesn't take you long to get down here. Might even be able to afford a more reliable car.
Or maybe, I thought there might be some accommodation to go with the job.
I hadn't really thought about it.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm going to be checking the cattle last thing, plus milking in the early morning.
That's true.
And plus there's bound to be some emergencies.
Yes. I presume it's not just you we're talking about here.
Oh, no, I couldn't leave Emma and George.
No. So we're talking about a house?
Yeah. Well, I thought somewhere nearby, or even converting the outhouses, or a barn. I know it's a lot to ask, but it would be an asset. You'd always have it.
Yes.
Whatever happened in the future, even if I moved on.
Yeah, but even if I did think this was a good idea, Ed, I couldn't just, you know, conjure a house out of the air.
No, I realise that.
I mean, it would take time and money.
It's just, if there was a chance of us getting somewhere better, I mean, even if it was going to take some time, I think Emma might be able to hang on.
Caravan's getting her done, is it?
Well, she's in there more than me, and now George is crawling. It's really hard.
Well, I appreciate it. It's not ideal.
And she was really disappointed when the flat at Jack's fell through.
Yes, I see. Well, it's a perfectly reasonable proposition.
Oh, great. I hope you'd think so.
Yeah, or hold your horses. There's a long way to go yet, even assuming we've got planning permission.
Oh, yeah, of course.
I mean, first thing I need to do is work out if I can afford it.
Yeah, I understand. You'd have to go through the figures.
And talk to Caroline, of course.
No, of course. When do you think you might do that?
Oh, hi, Caroline. You're early.
Hi, Carly. It is my birthday.
Yeah, I know. Good day.
Yes, thank you. How about you?
Just the usual, you know. boring.
You sure?
Always is.
Nothing you want to tell me?
Why would there be?
I don't know. You just looked a bit sheepish when I came in.
Sheepish? You're saying I look like a sheep?
Surprised, then.
I wasn't expecting you back so soon, was I?
And you were making one of your lightning raids on the fridge.
No, I wasn't. I don't know. First I'm a sheep, now I'm a pig.
I'm sorry.
Got a surprise for you, if you must know.
Oh, Carly. How sweet of you.
Yeah, well, you've spoiled it now, haven't you?
Oh, don't say that. I still don't know what it is.
What's this?
A cake! Oh, how wonderful!
It's your birthday, right?
Oh, what a kind thought. Did you make it?
No. It's a proper cake. Bought it, didn't I?
Oh, that's really sweet of you. Thank you.
All right, all right. Anyone think you never had a birthday cake before?
I haven't. Not like this.
Don't you like it?
Of course I like it. I've never seen so much chocolate and cream on a cake before.
And icing. See, I've got your name iced on it.
I've certainly never had a cake with my name on it.
That's what I thought. Got the idea last week when I went to my sister's party.
Oh, I see. I bet her cake wasn't as splendid as this.
It wasn't. Got it from the same place, but this one's got meringue in it too.
Good heavens. How have they managed that?
You like meringue, don't you?
Oh, yes, of course. Everyone likes meringue.
That's what I thought. And I asked Oliver, and he said he wasn't getting you a cake.
Yes, well, to be fair...
Typical no idea.
This is a lovely idea. Thank you, Carly. I've never had such a nice present. Oh, hello, love.
Oh, hi, Mum. Made myself a cup of tea. You want one?
Yeah, in a minute. I'm expecting you so early.
I'd finished work.
Tea will be a while yet, I'm afraid.
That's all right. Just didn't fancy hanging around the cottage on my own.
Oh, dear, is something the matter?
Yeah. Emma won't let me see George on his birthday.
What? Not at all?
No, not at all.
They're going out, are they?
Well, she says they are.
Well, if they've got plans...
Well, it's just an excuse. I didn't want to stay, just... Give him his present and say happy birthday.
Oh, no, it's hard, love.
I'd have gone any time.
Oh, dear. He won't really know it's his birthday, though, will he?
Of course he will. They'll give him presents. He'll be wondering where mine is.
Oh, no, he won't. He's only one. You can give him yours on Sunday.
Oh, it's not the same. I want to be with him on the day.
Oh, William. Emma wanted to be with him on Christmas morning and Mother's Day, but she couldn't.
Oh, here we go. Let's all side with Emma.
No, I'm not. I'm on George's side. I wish you two would stop quarrelling over him.
A quarter of an hour. That's all I wanted.
Well, you're going to have him for a week soon.
Yeah, only because I kicked up a fuss about it. I don't like us round in front of George either, Mum. It's the only way I can get through to her.
Oh, William.
It is. You know I can't trust them. Moving to Borchester without even...
No, they're not.
No?
No. Kenton changed his mind.
Oh. Ed screwed it up, did he?
It's fallen through.
Oh, dear. What a shame.
Oh, hi, Clary.
Oh, Cathy.
Well, Eddie said it was all right.
Okay. Hi, Cathy.
Hello, Will. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt.
Oh, don't worry. I need a word with Dad anyway, if he's back.
I'm sorry, have I come at a bad time?
No, I'm glad you interrupted, actually. Sometimes I think I don't know how to talk to William no more.
Shall I have the champagne, darling?
Oh, let's wait till Carly comes down.
What's she doing?
Getting changed.
Oh, to have dinner with us?
It is my birthday. She thinks it's a special occasion.
So do I.
She even bought me a present.
Oh, good.
Look.
What on earth is it?
It's a cake.
A cake?
A birthday cake.
We're supposed to eat it?
We certainly are. You've got to get a slice down if it chokes you.
I should think it probably will. I thought Ian was making you a cake, an edible one.
He did. Fortunately, I'd left it in the car, so Carly didn't see it.
Well, that's something to look forward to, I suppose.
And I gather you didn't give the game away.
What game? Oh, Oh, is that why she was asking me if I got you a cake?
Yes.
I just thought she was making a list of my shortcomings, as usual.
That too, I expect. It was very sweet of her.
Yes, it was. I was a bit worried when nothing appeared at the breakfast table.
Oh, she went to a lot of trouble. Look, she had my name iced on it and everything.
Admire my cake. Good, isn't it?
I can honestly say I have never seen anything like it.
I bet you haven't. Class, that is.
You're looking very glam.
Special occasion. You getting changed, doll?
I have changed.
Oh. Can we do the cake and candles, then?
What, now?
Yeah. Tea time?
Well, I usually like to have my dessert at the end of the meal.
This isn't pudding. It's birthday cake. Anyway, I'm not in for supper.
Aren't you?
No, I thought you'd rather it was just the two of you.
Oh, well, that's very thoughtful, Carly, but I mean, for heaven's sake, don't feel you have to go out. I'm sure
Caroline... You've got a date with Christopher Carter, haven't you? That's your pulling skirt.
Caroline?
If he's lucky. You don't mind, do you?
Of course not.
Come on then, Al. Where's the champagne?
I don't know what to do about it.
I think you're coping really well.
Never seems to get no better, Cathy. Worse, if anything.
Yeah.
The only way it'll get better is if Emma and William try and get on together.
Yeah, I know.
Instead of just scoring points off each other all the time.
Oh, Clary, I do sympathise.
They should be thinking what's best for George.
Well, of course they should. But take it from one who knows, that takes a long time.
Yeah, I suppose.
Even then, when you think it's all working, it can go pear-shaped.
Well, you having trouble with Sid about Jamie?
Yes, I am.
But when he sees him, I thought that were
all
sorted.
No, not that. It's this wretched soapbox derby.
More champagne, darling?
Oh, yes, please.
If Carly's left any.
Oh, she only had half a glass.
Oh, I saw her trying to sneak the other half.
Well, then, you saw me stopping her.
Oh, she didn't deserve any at all, bailing out on your birthday dinner.
I didn't mind. Wouldn't you rather it was just the two of us?
Well, yes, of course. But I still think she might have put you first.
Over Christopher Carter? Get real.
She's having a terrible effect on your vocabulary.
She went to a lot of trouble to get me that cake. I'm really very touched.
Yes, yes. Well, at least now she's gone, we don't have to eat any more of it.
Oh, you did very well.
I don't know. The things we do for these young people. Ed wants me to build him a house.
What?
Well, he didn't put it quite like that, but...
How did he put it?
I said if he was running the dairy herd for me...
Which doesn't exist yet.
It would be sensible for him to be on hand.
He's near enough.
Yeah, but you can see why he'd want to move.
Yes, of course, but it's just not realistic. Where would you find the money?
Well, see, the thing is, I suppose I was just trying to let him down gently.
There's no point in giving him false hopes.
No, you're right, of course.
He'll be earning more money. That'll help, surely.
Yeah, that's a good point. So, you haven't gone off the idea entirely?
Of course not. I think it'll be great if you can bring it off.
Good.
Me with Grey Gables. You with your dairy. It's going to be an exciting year.
Well, let's drink to that. Happy birthday, darling.
You see, I thought it would be nice for Jamie working on two soapboxes for the derby.
Twice the fun.
I was touched that Kenton offered.
Yeah.
And Sid didn't seem to mind.
Why would he?
Yeah, I suppose that was naive.
If it's fun for Jamie.
This isn't about Jamie. It's about Sid. I should have remembered he has to win.
Oh, dear.
So now it's not just about winning the race. It's about him beating Kenton.
Not thinking about Jamie at all. Oh, sounds familiar.
You're driving the poor kid crazy.
Poor Jamie.
Just keeps asking him what he's doing with Kenton.
Well, that ain't fair.
Of course it isn't. And Kenton's as bad. He just likes winding Sid up. Keeps dropping hints about how fantastic their soapbox is.
And is it?
No, it's my ironing board.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, I know it sounds funny. But now he wants Jamie to feed Sid false information. It's a nightmare for the poor boy.
Sounds like it.
Yeah. Well, he's told me he doesn't want to be in the race anymore.
Oh, poor lad, what are they thinking?
Don't ask me. But you can see I sympathise about George.
Yeah. Can't you talk to them about it?
Yeah. You know how hard that can be.
If Jamie don't want to be in the race...
I'm just worried I might make things worse.
Mm.
Sid and I have been getting on really well. I don't want to rock the boat.
Right. Maybe you'd better talk to Kenton then.
I feel a bit more optimistic about it now.
Well, that sounds like it could be fun.
Yeah, now that we've got a better idea of what we're doing.
So it's about the 50s and 60s, yeah?
Yeah. That's a really interesting period.
If you say so. Surprised you could use any of Grandad's stuff.
Oh, no, he was really good. Tells a good story.
He's got a vivid imagination, I'll give him that.
Mm.
Well, whatever you do, don't get Dad started.
Why not?
Sorry, he'll drone on and on about the folk and country and western scene.
Hey, you might have some good material.
Don't say I didn't warn you.
Mum pretends she was too young to remember. Oh, but anyway, I've got to put the music thing on hold for a bit. I'm researching country pubs at the moment.
Oh, well, sounds interesting. Do you need an assistant?
Talking to people who ran them, not going on a pub crawl.
Well, you're starting here.
Well, no, Sid didn't take over the Bull until 1972. It's Peggy I need to talk to.
Oh, that's okay. You're quite matey with her, aren't you?
Yeah. I'm going there this afternoon. I ought to be making a move.
Oh, yeah, me too. Me and Oliver are going to look at a second-hand pasteuriser we can use our new dairy.
If it ever happens. None of the regulars think he'll bring it off, you know.
Well, they're wrong. Oliver knows what he's doing.
He'd be great for you if he did.
I'll say. Herd manager.
Hmm.
Oh, that sounds good, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Plus, it might solve our housing problem.
Well, you'd move back to Grange Farm. Is there room?
Not to live with Caroline and Oliver.
Well, no, that would be interesting.
Yeah, but there might be accommodation somewhere on the farm. Emma's really excited about it.
Fancy another milkshake?
Oh, no, I mustn't be too long. I've got a lot of shopping to do this afternoon.
Oh, I'm glad you dropped in.
There was something I wanted to say.
You're never going to guess what Adam Franks is up to now.
Well, no, I don't suppose I will.
He popped in for coffee this morning and he told me all about it. Go on, have a guess.
He and Usher are getting engaged?
No, nothing boring like that. No. He's only going to abseil down the side of the church tower.
Is he? Why?
Well, raise money, of course. They need to get the ivy cleaned off or something.
Well, how will that raise money?
We'll get sponsorship. I told him I was up for it.
Hey, Kington, no, I'm not.
Hey, easy, girl. Don't get your knickers in a twist. It's just to be him, apparently.
Oh, good.
Yeah, with a team of experts or something.
I should hope so.
Oh, sounds like fun. Still, I've got the soapbox derby.
That was what I wanted to talk to you about.
You don't want your ironing board back, do you?
Yeah, I do, but there are more important things to talk about, like how unhappy it's making Jamie.
Unhappy? That'd be silly. He loves it. We're having a whale of a time.
Yeah, you may be, but...
I see. Sid's the problem, is he? Yeah. Well, he's a bit of a slave driver.
You're both causing problems with this stupid rivalry.
Kathy, you're kidding. That's just a bit of a laugh.
Well, not to Jamie.
It's not about him. I just can't resist winding Sid up a bit. I mean, he's such an easy target.
That's the problem. It is about Jamie. He's the pig in the middle, torn between the two of you.
Well, he really feels like that.
Yeah, he does. Sid's badgering him about what you're up to. You're trying to get him to tell Sid lies.
Well, hey, come on. Lies is a bit strong. Just a bit of fun, and Jamie knows that.
Oh, does he?
Yeah.
Well, I suppose that's why he told me he doesn't want to be in the race anymore.
What? He said that?
Yes.
Oh, God, well, this is serious. He never said anything to me about it.
Yeah, well, how could he? He loves you both. Doesn't want to let either of you down.
Oh, poor Jamie. I'm sorry, Kathy, look, really I am.
I know you wouldn't do it on purpose.
No, it's just that, you know, teasing Sid is so easy, and it just got a bit out of hand. So, you know, what are we going to do about it?
Well...
Look, I don't want Jamie pulling out of the race.
Then maybe you should...
Me?
Well, couldn't you? For Jamie's sake.
Well, yeah, but you know, why me? Why can't Sid pull out?
Because... I never thought I'd hear myself say this. Because you are the more reasonable of the two of you.
What, you think so?
Yeah. When there's a competition involved, certainly... Sid just has to win. There's no changing him.
Well, it's not the winning or the losing. It's the taking part. Except that's what you don't want me to do.
You had fun making the cart with Jamie. Do you really have to race it? When it's upsetting him so much?
Oh, I don't want to upset him at all. But wouldn't he think I'm letting him down if I just, you know, pull out?
Yeah, I don't think so.
Oh, I think he might. All right. I will.
Oh, thank you, love.
Hey, but I've got to think of a good reason.
Will this be all right for you, dear?
Yeah, that's great.
You could put your recorder on this little table.
Oh, you don't mind that, do you? I can never make out what my notes say afterwards.
No, that's fine.
So, where would you like to start?
Oh, I don't know. So many memories. I was licensee of the ball for nearly 20 years.
Yeah, that's one of the things I wanted to ask you about. You being the licensee and not your husband.
Oh, yes.
I mean, well, I know you had some problems, but wasn't that unusual, even so, for a woman to hold the licence?
Yes, it was quite.
I mean, I thought you and Jack number one ran it together.
Oh, yes, Jack was the licensee to start with.
Oh, but he got another job, or...?
Not exactly. Fallon, could you switch that off, please?
Oh, yes, of course.
I'd like to explain. I don't want you to think there's any mystery.
Well, you don't have to. We could just change the subject.
No, no, it's all right. But if it could be just between you and me...
Oh, of course.
The thing is, well, Jack was caught serving drinks after hours.
Oh, I see.
The brewery took a very dim view of it. Said we could only stay on if I took over the licence.
Wasn't that difficult for you? Didn't he mind?
Yes. Yes, I'm afraid he did.
I'm sorry. Oh, the last thing I meant to do was upset you.
You haven't. It's no secret. My first marriage had its problems. But, well... we stuck things out in those days.
Maybe that was a good thing.
That's an unusual opinion for a girl of your age.
Well, I just wonder if my mum and dad had tried a bit harder. Oh, well.
Times change.
Yeah.
Let's not get gloomy. Shall I tell you about... oh, I know. The animals we had at the pub.
Oh, yes, please. People love stories about pets.
Peggy, I can't find my... Oh, sorry. I didn't realise you had a visitor.
Afternoon, Mr. Woolley.
I thought you'd gone for your nap.
I just couldn't settle. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt. What are you doing?
Well, I'm working on a show for some old college mates of mine.
Oh, yeah?
Based on memories, dear.
Oh, I wouldn't be much use to you then. So what are you remembering, Peggy?
I'm talking about the ball in the 50s and 60s.
Sid wasn't running it.
No, dear, I was.
Yes, of course. Sid was working for me.
Yeah, that's right.
And I was running Grey Gables. So, if you want to know about country hotels...
I might. But, and I'm really interested in the music of the time as well. Local bands and so on.
You should talk to Tommy Croker, then. Tommy Croker Senior. He's your man.
I thought he was dead.
No. What gave you that idea? He's in an old people's home now, but he's as bright as a button.
Well, I'm sure it'd be very interesting.
Oh, I'll say. Oh, the stories he could tell you.
It's not really what Fallon is looking for just at the moment.
Oh, he's got a good one about New Year's Eve. 1969, I think it was. Very cold, anyway. And poor old Tommy's van hit this patch of black ice.
Oliver, over here.
Oh, busy, isn't it?
Well, I'm not awake, I've always are, aren't I?
Yeah, good job I set you on ahead to bag a table.
Yeah, let me take that.
Ah, oh, cheers, thanks. Oh, that chocolate cake's for you too. I can see you hanging up.
Oh, thanks.
Oh, that's better. So, what do you reckon to the pasteuriser?
Well, it looks okay to me. I'm no expert, what do you think?
Oh, fine. Need a bit of work, of course.
Well, I could do that, it's easy enough.
Maybe we ought to think about the milking setup first and worry about the processing afterwards.
You got any more thoughts what breed you'd choose?
Well, I must say, I've got a soft spot for Guernseys.
Good milk quality.
I haven't finally made up my mind.
But you do want to go ahead with it.
No, I'm going to take it a step at a time. Still haven't quite come to grips with these new dairy regs, I'm afraid.
Yeah, well, paperwork.
I need to make absolutely sure we can get a licence, but I can't see why we wouldn't.
And you need to get Mike to ask his customers what they think.
Yeah, of course. But I didn't want to till I'd looked at my figures.
Yeah, but you've done that. You talked to Caroline?
Oh, yeah. We think we can just about manage it.
And, what about the accommodation?
No, I'm sorry, Ed. I'm afraid that just isn't going to be possible. No, I'm sorry.
It doesn't matter. It was just an idea.
You'll be earning more, though, and that'll help, won't it?
Yeah, of course it will.
And you'll be back working with cows at Grange Farm.
Oh, no. Grandad's going to be so chuffed.
And Tommy tells another good yarn, Jolene. The time he skidded on black ice. New Year's Eve, I think it was.
You told us that one, Jack. And this is Fallon, dear.
I know. Lives at the ball with Sid and Polly.
Sid and Jolene.
That's what I said. Now, where was I? Oh, yes. New Year's Eve, 1968, I think it was.
Oh, Jack. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm afraid this disc is full.
What? The tape's run out?
Oh, yeah, sort of.
Oh, but I've got so much more to tell you.
Not today, dear. It's time you had your nap.
I thought I'd had it.
I can come back another day.
Oh, that's very sweet of you, Fallon, but...
That's a good idea. How about... what day is it today?
Tuesday.
Ah, Thursday, then. Give me time to remember some more.
Right, I'll put it in my diary.
Oh, yes. It's a good idea to write things down. I always do. Do you know, Peggy, I'm feeling really tired. I think I'd better have a nap.
Good idea, love. I'll be with you in a minute.
Thank you. I got some really good stuff.
Good. You don't have to come back on Thursday. It was very sweet of you to offer.
Oh, I'd like to. Honestly. I've got some great stories from you and Mr. Woolley.
Yes, well, I'm afraid you might get those again.
Oh, don't mind. I've enjoyed myself.
So have I. It was nice to see Jack so animated.
Mm.
He can lose himself in the old days.
Well then, see you Thursday.
Is there anything left in the shop?
I haven't bought that much. It's mainly for Jamie and you.
Me?
Yeah, you're both running short of boring things like socks and underwear.
Oh, that's true now you mention it. Like a nice cup of tea?
Oh, yes, please.
Here we go. Oh, you'll be pleased to hear I found a solution to the soapbox derby dilemma.
Good.
I can't think why it didn't occur to me before. Of course, there's another boy now who needs my help.
Oh, yes!
Yeah, Jamie won't mind me helping out one of his mates.
And poor Shula's been struggling.
No, I didn't mean Daniel. No, we need to shame Alistair into pulling his weight there.
Oh, well, who then?
Josh. Now my idiot brother's hurt his shoulder.
Oh, of course, he won't be able to do it.
Yeah, so kind Uncle Kenton steps into the breach, leaves the field clear for Sid and Jamie, and we all live happily ever after.
Yeah, as long as David agrees.
Oh, he does. I rang and asked.
And he was okay about it?
Well, he's more than okay. He's really grateful. And I think Josh had been giving him a hard time.
Yeah, he must have been disappointed.
Yeah, well, not now his fairy godfather's come to the rescue. If you're still quite sure, Jamie won't mind.
Yeah, I'm quite sure.
Oh, great. So, you know, all's well that ends well. Except for poor old Dave. Oh, he sounded really sorry for himself.
Oh, poor thing. Is his shoulder really painful?
Please, don't waste your sympathy. He's always been a grouch when he's ill. I bet he's driving Ruth around a bend.
Dad, you know I have games today.
Well, in that case...
I need my kit. I'm going to get in such trouble.
Well, then you should have put it in the laundry basket, not left it in your bag.
Why? Mum always gets it out.
Well, I'm sorry, I am not Mum, and you are quite old enough to take responsibility for your own games
You'll be
kit.
Wanting me to wash it next.
Well, that's not such a bad...
That's so unfair. Changing the rules without telling me and getting me into trouble. I hate you.
Oh. Hey, what's going on here?
Dad didn't wash my games kit, and it's games today.
I know.
Why didn't you do it then?
Don't speak to your mother like that. She's busy on the farm this week.
I don't see why I have to suffer just because you fell off a stupid soapbox car.
Come on, Pip, calm down. Where is it?
It's in her sports bag where she left it, which is why I didn't wash it.
Oh, great!
Pip?
He's done the washing. He didn't put my kit in.
Well, how am I supposed to know?
Mum does it. Don't see why you can't.
You are going to be in trouble in a minute, young lady.
I'm in trouble now. I haven't got my games kit.
Oh, look, it's not so bad.
Oh, it is. It's all muddy from cross country.
Yeah, but that's dried now. If I just give it a good brush down...
You want me to wear it again? Oh, gross. It's all sweaty.
Do you have a better suggestion?
Everyone will laugh at me.
Of course they won't.
They will. You don't know anything. You're useless.
Pip!
Oh, leave her.
I am not having her speak to us like that.
We can sort it out later. I did tell you she needed a games kit for today.
Yeah, well, it wouldn't hurt her to take a little bit more responsibility.
I haven't got time to talk about it now. I've got the potato planting to organise.
Yeah, I know, but we need
to... Can you just make sure Josh has got his project with him?
Yeah, he's put it by the door.
Then I'm going to have coffee with Shula, so I can give you a lift to school if you like.
Cool.
Would you like some more toast?
No, I'm on a diet.
Oh, right. I suppose that was why you ate most of my birthday cake.
That's why I'm on one.
You don't want any Easter eggs, then?
Easter eggs?
Or a box of chocolates, if you think eggs are too childish.
No, that'd be nice.
It is customary.
I suppose. So, you and Oliver doing anything special over Easter?
Oh, I'm working mainly, I'm afraid. It's a busy time for us.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm sure we'll be able to do something together.
Yeah.
Have you got any plans with your school friends? What's Becky up to?
She's going away, lucky cow. Spain.
Oh, that's a pity.
Lots of my mates are.
What about your mum and your sisters?
Dunno.
Didn't they mention anything when you were over last week?
Suki wanted me to go shopping with her.
Oh, that'd be nice.
Yeah, we used to have some laughs, me and Suki.
You should arrange that, then.
Mum said she might come.
Did she? That'd be good.
I haven't been shopping with her for ages.
So, you were getting on a bit better?
Suppose. Yeah, it was all right.
Good.
We had a laugh, actually. She is a laugh, Mum. When she's not in a mood.
Oh, really? Who does that remind me of?
You're saying I'm like her?
Do you think you are?
Maybe. A bit. Except, I'd never put my kid in care.
I don't think she wanted to, did she?
Why'd she do it then?
Why do you think she did it?
Dunno. Well, I suppose I can be...
Yeah?
Well, a bit hard to handle sometimes.
Oh, Carly.
Not all the time, though.
No, not all the time.
I wish...
What?
Well, school holidays, you and Olive will be busy.
Yep, I'm afraid we shall.
If I was at home, I could hang out with my sisters.
Is that what you'd like?
Maybe. Yeah, I would. What about Mum, though?
I don't know. Why don't you ask her?
Kettle on by any chance?
Yeah, on the Arga.
Great.
I was just getting another load of washing on.
Good, thanks.
Just wish Pip had emptied her bag.
Yeah, and I wish she tidied her bedroom once in a while. You just have to keep going on at her.
Well, maybe we do too much for her all round.
Well, maybe I do too much for a lot of people in this house. Right, coffee for the contractors. Where are the flasks?
Haven't got them out yet.
Well, they'll be ready for it by now.
I was putting the washing on.
It is possible to do two things at the same time. Sometimes I even manage three.
Yeah, well, okay, Wonder Woman.
I wasn't born being able to do it, David. I learnt.
I'm sorry I forgot about Pip's games kit.
Yeah, well, I know it's frustrating for you.
Too right.
But a house doesn't run itself any more than a farm does.
Well, then it'll be a good thing when my shoulder's better and I can get back out on the farm and you can...
Get back in the kitchen?
No. Well, yes, actually, since you're so much better at it.
I've had to be. We're supposed to be a partnership.
I know, we are.
I'm a farmer just as much as you are.
Yes.
Then help me be one.
Now, come on, that is not fair.
If you pulled your weight...
I'm doing my best.
Look, they're your kids too, David. And it's your house.
I know.
And Brookfield's my farm too.
It was a real breakthrough.
Sounds like it.
She's never admitted the problems between her and her mother might be even partly her fault.
Oh, I'm so pleased for you. So what happens now?
I suggested she bring her social worker.
Carly, not you.
To show we trust her to take responsibility for herself.
I see.
This whole episode hasn't just been something that was done to her.
No, she got herself into it.
Up to a point. She can certainly help get herself out of it.
Oh, I still can't imagine it, you know. Putting your own child in care.
Did I ever tell you how old Carly's mum is?
No, I don't think you did.
32.
Oh, so she was very young.
No, I don't think it helped.
Oh, I don't know. I shall be so old when Daniel's 15, I'll probably be too tired to stop him getting into trouble.
No, Carly simply wouldn't go to school. Her mother couldn't make her, so...
She was worried she might go to prison.
Well, maybe. Anyway, she's got other children to think about.
So has Carly had a chance to speak to her social worker yet?
Yep. She's going to ask her mum if Carly can come home at least for some of the holidays.
Ah, good idea. Do it gently.
The social worker sounded quite hopeful when she rang me back.
Yeah?
She told me Carly's mum had found her much easier to get along with the last couple of times she visited.
All thanks to you.
Oh, I wouldn't say that, but... Fingers crossed, it'll work out.
You ought to be proud. You've done a great job.
Oh, it'd be nice if there was a happy ending.
Oh, you've done well with all of them.
She may be our last. I doubt we'll be able to continue fostering once I'm running Grey Gables and Oliver's getting his dairy project off the ground.
Well, if that's the case, you've done your bit.
I've enjoyed it. We both have.
It takes time to do it properly. I wouldn't like to shortchange a child.
No, of course not. So is this dairy project any further forward?
Oliver's going to ask Mike to do some research with his customers.
What about you? You had any luck in finding a buyer for the bull yet?
I really need to get on with that. But never mind about me. How are you, Shula?
Ruth?
David! What are you doing here?
You forgot the coffee flask.
Oh. Yeah, right.
And I'm sorry.
Maybe I did overreact. Just a little.
No, I should have remembered about Pip's kit. It wasn't fair of me to blame her.
Now you know how I feel sometimes.
Yeah. Look, I do appreciate you, you know.
It never stops.
Yep. Well, maybe I did need a bit of a jolt.
Maybe we both did. I don't think we meant this to happen, did we? Me losing touch with the farm?
No.
So what changed? Having the kids, do you think?
Oh, I don't know. Just seemed to creep up on us.
Me more in the house than you on the farm.
Yeah, maybe.
Got worse when I was ill, I suppose. When there was so much I physically couldn't do.
Yeah, but that's a long time ago now.
It is. I like things to change, David.
Well, that's fine by me, love. I like working with you.
Then that's got to be in the house as well as on the farm.
Yeah, I know.
Keeping an eye on the children's timetables as well as the milk yields.
Tell you what, we can pin them up in the same place.
And the overflowing laundry basket.
Oh, now, maybe you should put that in a more prominent position too.
I should.
All right, sorry, no, we'll move it together. And I'll check it every day.
And I'll believe that when I see it.
So we had the first meeting of the vacancy and see committee.
To choose the new bishop?
Or to start trying to find one. We're going to ask the congregations and the PCCs for their opinions.
Very democratic.
We can certainly bring it up at the AGM.
When's that?
Oh, towards the end of the month. We might even advertise.
I'd like to see the job description. I suppose you're busy with church things over Easter.
Well, yes. Alan's asked me to read at the Easter service.
Oh, it's nice.
And I'm lending my donkey again for Palm Sunday.
The children will like that.
Yes. I hope he's a bit better behaved this time.
It'll be a busy day for you. With the soapbox derby too.
Yes.
Is Alistair still not keen?
Apparently not. He says he's still too busy at work.
Is he?
He's busy somewhere. We barely see him.
Oh. Where else would he be if it wasn't work?
Good question.
Oh, no. You surely don't think... I mean, all relationships go through sticky patches.
This seems to be a very long one.
Just because you're not getting on at the moment, it doesn't mean, well, that there's someone else.
Oh, I don't think he's having an affair.
Oh, good. I mean, I'm sure he isn't.
He might be a bit happier if he were.
Oh, Shula.
Well, it's true. Isn't that one of the ways you're supposed to be able to tell?
I don't know. So, what do you think he is doing?
He might just rather be out at work than home with me.
Oh, don't say that.
But I have been wondering. The last time he started behaving like this, well...
Oh, no. You think he might be gambling again?
It has crossed my mind.
Oh, surely he learnt his lesson last time.
I thought so.
An intelligent man like Alistair.
Do you know, I almost wish he were gambling.
Shula, you can't mean that.
At least I'd know, well, what I'm up against. And maybe we could do something about it. Oh, I don't know.
Oh, yes.
But at the moment, all I know is he's very unhappy. And he won't tell me why. And if he won't tell me why, how can I help him?
Ambridge Veterinary Practice, Alistair Lloyd speaking.
Oh, Al, glad I found you in.
Oh, Matt, hello.
Not disturbing your lunch, I hope?
No, I was just grabbing a sandwich at my desk. I do have to go out pretty soon.
No, this won't take long.
If it's about the money I owe you.
Do you?
Yes.
No, don't worry about that.
I'll get it to you as soon as I can.
No rush. I hope that's not what kept you away on Saturday.
Well...
We were disappointed not to see you.
No, I was called out.
Ah, you work too hard, you do. Look, do you fancy a drink at the bull tonight?
That might be a bit tricky.
Just half an hour. There's something I'd like to talk to you about.
It is the money.
No, no, it couldn't be further from my mind, Alistair. So what do you say? Are we on?
Could get a lunchtime rush any time now. They've got to be getting hungry. Everything ready?
Yep, burgers poised.
Didn't shift many this morning, did we? Thought some people might have fancied a late breakfast.
Well, the cappuccinos did well. Anyway, we don't need to shift many, do we? You negotiated that flat fee.
Yeah, I just hope that doesn't backfire on me.
I don't think it will. Didn't look like there were even the 300 people they said would be coming.
Well, they've been doing different activities, haven't they? It's difficult to tell.
I always thought it was a lot, even for a corporate event.
Just as long as we wouldn't have made more than £500.
I don't think we will.
Pity we haven't got our venison sausages yet.
Yeah.
I'd like to have tried them out with this lot. Seem like an upmarket gang.
You will have seen enough with Ian's recipe.
Yeah, he's done his proud. The batch he turned out last night were delicious.
Chef's touch.
Nearly good enough to take my mind off the wallpaper.
Have they finished?
Well, I hope so.
So what's it like?
Horrible.
Oh, Tom.
All right. Weird and horrible.
What kind of weird?
It's supposed to be Japanese, I think.
Oh, that can be lovely. Sort of peaceful.
Well, not with black beams and metallic patterned wallpaper, it isn't.
Oh, no. What kind of patterns?
Sort of Japanese prints, I suppose. Orchids, silvers and golds and reds.
Sounds a bit garish.
Oh, yeah. Tasteful in a bigger space, maybe, but, well, there's no furniture now, so there's nothing to distract you from it.
They haven't moved it back.
Ian doesn't want to. Says he's looking for the minimalist effect.
And what does Adam say?
That after a long, hard day on the farm, he wants to collapse on a settee, not perch himself on floor cushions.
I bet.
Yeah. But he says Ian's getting him a futon. looks like we're in business. Here they come.
When I wrote it up, I got some really useful stuff.
Oh, I'm glad.
I thought Jack might like to talk a bit about Grey Gables this afternoon. It'd make a good contrast to the pub.
Sounds excellent. I have reminded him you were coming.
Thanks.
We went out this morning and he got a little tired, so he's just been having a bit of a rest.
Oh, well, I can come back another time if it isn't convenient.
No, don't be silly. We made this arrangement. I'm sure he'll be fine.
Peggy, where are you? I couldn't find you.
Oh, Jack, I was just answering the door.
Who to? Who's this?
Fallon, dear. Remember, I told you she was coming.
No, you didn't. What's she doing here? What's she want?
Thanks. Hope you enjoy it. Oh, well, that seems to be the rush over.
For the time being, I was talking to one of the customers about what they've been up to this morning.
Oh, yeah? Service with a smile.
Naturally. Anyway, she said the group who are doing the sheep bit aren't here yet.
Good research.
So I'll line some burgers up.
Yep, and I'd better change the gas bottle. Flame's getting a bit low.
Yeah, I noticed that. Good idea.
So, where did you put it?
What?
The spare gas bottle.
I didn't put it anywhere.
Well, I asked you to load it.
No, you didn't. Why would you? It weighs a ton.
I had my arms full of burgers. And it's not that heavy.
I was collecting the coffee cartons. I didn't hear you say anything.
And you didn't think to check before we set off?
Well, neither did you.
Yeah, because I thought you'd... You mean we haven't got a spare gas bottle?
Not unless you've loaded one, because I certainly didn't.
Oh, great. Well, what are we going to do now?
Don't panic. We've got a breathing space.
Not much of one.
You just have to go back and fetch it.
And what are you going to do about feeding the clay shooting group if they arrive before I do?
I'll keep them happy with cappuccinos, free ones if necessary.
Right, good thinking.
And entertain them with my sparkling repartee.
Right.
Go on then. Go!
Coming here, poking and prying.
Honestly, I didn't mean to upset you.
It wasn't like that at all. I told
you... You don't have to talk to me if you don't want to.
I don't. I don't know why you ever thought I did.
Because we arranged it, Jack. I explained.
No, Peggy. You must have got that wrong.
Really, it doesn't matter.
When Fallon came before, you really enjoyed talking to her. All those happy memories.
I don't like it, Peggy. Trying to remember things.
All right, love. All right.
Don't worry. I'll go.
Now, wait a minute, Fallon. Jack, why don't you go and have a little rest?
I should. Interrupting my afternoon nap.
I'll come to you in a minute.
All right, Peggy.
Oh, Fallon, I'm so sorry.
Honestly, it doesn't matter. I understand.
I wouldn't have dreamed of asking you back if I thought Jack was going to react like that.
It's fine.
He seemed to enjoy himself so much on Tuesday.
Yeah, he did.
He's never behaved like that before. Well, Only with me.
I won't mention it.
Thank you. It's so unusual.
But he has been like that with you.
Not very often. He's usually so sweet, even if he gets confused.
Yeah. My gran was like that. My dad's mum.
Oh, she had...
Yeah.
Then you understand. Maybe we shouldn't have gone out this morning. It overtired him.
Yeah. But I'm sure he'll be fine when he's had a rest. Are you okay, though?
Me? Oh, yes. Well, a bit shaken, maybe. Because really it is the first time.
Don't worry, Peggy. He was so helpful on Tuesday.
Yes, quite his old self. It was lovely to see.
I can come again.
I wouldn't expect you to do that. Not after what's happened today.
I'd like to. But my gran had her good days and her bad days. I expect he does.
Yes.
Well, just give me a ring when he's having a good day, then. Honestly, Peggy, don't worry about me.
Oh, thank you. It's a pleasure.
How are we doing?
I think that was the last of the backlog.
Oh, good. They didn't seem too unhappy in the end, did they?
I think getting a half-price burger helped.
And you obviously kept them well entertained while I was away.
I did my best. So, with that and the free cappuccinos, I think we got away with it.
Well, I hope so. Don't want any complaints getting back to the organisers, or Elizabeth and Nigel.
I don't think there would be any complaints. They've actually got a free lunch.
Yeah. Good job I decided to go for the flat rate fee after all, then.
Oh, of course. It won't make any difference to the profits, will it?
No, not really.
Good day to forget the gas bottle, then.
Maybe, but let's not do this again, shall we? I don't think my nurse can stand it.
I can't stay long.
No, relax, Alistair. We've only just got here.
Really, I can't. Been out so much lately.
I said relax.
I missed some do with Shula to go to that game with you last week.
I'll have you back in time for supper.
About that game, I know you said you didn't want to see me about what I...
No, how many more times? It's not a problem. Give it to me when you can.
Yes. Well, that might be a problem.
Look, I don't want to talk about it. Not tonight. Okay?
Okay.
So, my shout, what are you having? I'd suggest a stiff whiskey.
That's outrageous.
Glad you agree with me. Thought I might be overreacting.
Not at all. It's positively rude.
I thought so.
You're only asking if the catering arrangements have been finalised.
Which he says happened months ago.
Even so.
It was a long shot, Brenda.
No, it's just an excuse. Finalised with all his cronies, that's what he means.
That thought had crossed my mind.
Don't tell me they can't squeeze us in somewhere.
It does seem ironic. We can't get a place at the Borsitz's show.
It's a disgrace. A local producer of high-quality local food, they should be biting your hand off.
Then why aren't they?
Good question. I think we should contact the show directly.
But if this guy's got the concession for catering, won't the organisers just be letting him get on with it?
Of course they will, but they may not realise he's turning down local producers.
No, I suppose not.
And they may not be very happy when they find out.
Good point.
Look, why don't I contact the show secretary directly, put our case to him?
Yeah, why don't you?
Can't hurt.
What would I do without my beautiful assistant?
You might have had a riot on your hands this afternoon. While I remember, can you sign this?
I should think so. What is it?
George's birthday card. Thought I could drop it round tomorrow.
Good idea.
I've got a little present too. Can't believe he's won already.
Yeah. Quite an action-packed year for them, one way or another.
Like I said, we were sorry not to see you on Saturday.
I told you I was on a call.
Yeah, I know that's what you said.
Yes.
But it's not what I heard.
What you... Oh.
Yeah. It's quite a select group, the poker playing fraternity. News travels fast.
I just... It seemed easier.
No. If one of our regulars joins another local group, well, it usually gets back to me.
I thought...
Yes?
Maybe it might change my luck.
Didn't work, though, did it? Not from what I heard.
No, it didn't.
It's not very smart, Alistair. If you play with people regularly, you get to know their game, don't you?
Yeah, I know.
Playing with strangers, you're asking for trouble. Look, if this was about the money you owe us...
Of course it is. Didn't feel I could show my face at the table again until I'd paid my debts.
What an extraordinary idea. Must be that Scottish blood of yours.
Well, that's how I felt.
That isn't how it works with us. We're mates. We know we can trust you.
Of course you can.
Look, like I said to you before, you've had a run of bad luck. It happens. Good Lord, if we all gave up playing when we had a run of bad luck, there'd be no poker games at all, would there?
I imagine not.
We like you, Alistair. Me and Stephen and the lads. We have a laugh, don't we?
Sometimes.
We missed you Saturday. And that's why I wanted to see you.
Yes.
We've got a big game coming up. And we really don't want you to miss out on it.
That's very thoughtful of you, Matt, but I've told you, I really can't manage any more evenings out. Shula's getting suspicious.
Oh, that's the beauty of it. It's not an evening game.
No.
No. Lillian's going off on a long weekend tomorrow to see that no-good son of hers. So I'll have the place to myself.
I see.
So we thought we'd have our game in the afternoon for a change.
Right.
The others might make an evening of it afterwards, you know, go on to a club or something.
No, I really couldn't do that.
No, I know that. What I'm saying is the game would be over in plenty of time for you to go home to wifey.
I do work, you know, Matt. Not like you company directors who can take the afternoon off whenever you feel like it.
Who's going to know? The cows?
Well...
The animals are bullshit you can manage without you for one afternoon, mate.
I suppose so.
It's going to be a big game. Chance to win your money back.
Yes.
Well, your luck's got to change sometime.
Yeah, it has.
And it could just be tomorrow.
Yes.
So what do you say, Al? You in?
Well...
Come on. You know you want to.
Oh, that's a lovely cake.
Yeah, Mum's really done us proud.
Yeah, thanks for bringing George's present round.
Well, we didn't want to miss seeing the little fella, not on his birthday.
I'm sorry he's asleep. Only nodded off in the car and it seemed a shame to wake him.
Oh, don't worry about that.
It's just his afternoon nap.
Yeah, he'll be stirring soon.
Then we can light the candle and sing happy birthday.
It's so exciting about his first birthday. I remember yours, Edward.
Oh, don't go all sentimental on us.
I think we've had a good day so far. We had our little trap out.
Well, where'd you go then?
Lower Loxley, see the animals.
Nice idea.
Yeah, well, he'll have his own animals to look at soon, won't he?
Will he?
When you're back at Grange Farm with the cows.
Well, they're not exactly going to belong to me, are they?
Good as. A Grundy looking after cows at Grange Farm again, just like it should be.
Yeah, we're so proud of you, love.
I know. Great, isn't it?
I was wondering, what does Dad think about it?
And if you could live there,
we'll
too.
Be just like the old days.
Oh, no, that's not going to happen now.
No? That's a shame.
Yeah, Oliver didn't go for it, unfortunately.
Well, why not? Plenty of room.
I just ain't got the spare cash. He's got enough to raise my wages, like. Give me a proper salary.
Well, but... I should think so, too.
So if Ed's earning more, we'll soon be able to afford a place of our own.
Yeah. Well, when do you think it's going to be up and running?
Well, he's still got to get his head around the paperwork.
Oh, paperwork.
And Mike's got to ask his customers what they think about it.
Oh, I'm sure they'll like the idea... Proper milk on your doorstep.
So that shouldn't take long.
Well,
it's... Oh, I don't know, blooming red tea.
Can't wait. Place of my own to decorate. Tell you one thing, I'm not going for the Japanese look.
Japanese? Why would you?
That's what Ian and Adam have done at Honeysuckle.
Oh, yeah. Well, that don't surprise me.
Don't you like it?
No, it looks awful.
Oh, dear.
Didn't know what to say when Ian asked me what I thought of it.
What did you say?
I said it was lovely, of course.
This paperwork Oliver's got to look at, what's that all about then?
Oh, it's the new dairy regs. Needs to make sure he get a licence.
Rules, regulations. They just don't want us farmers to farm, do they?
Well, it seems that way sometimes.
That's what did for us.
It were a bit more complicated than that.
So... Has Dad said anything about it?
Well...
So I was just wondering how he'd feel about there being a herd back at Grange Farm.
Oh, he'd be pleased, surely.
Oh, yes, he is.
Well, we're all pleased.
Busy today, is he?
Yeah, he's very busy. Yeah, a lot of work on, otherwise...
Well, we weren't really expecting him to come round.
Seeing he never has.
Well, he'll see George on Sunday, won't he?
Will he?
Will's bringing George round, you?
Yeah.
Oh, we thought we'd give him a little party too, didn't we, Clary?
And only a little one.
The more the merrier, I suppose.
Today is his real birthday.
But William couldn't see him today.
That's just the way it worked out.
Oh, no.
Like it worked out, I couldn't see him on Mother's Day.
Yes.
And I shan't be seeing him for a whole week when Will takes him away on holiday. I think I'll just go and check on George. See if he's awake.
Sorry, love, I didn't mean to upset.
That's all right. She just gets in a bit of a state about it.
I don't see the problem.
Joe.
It'd be nice for the little lad to have two parties, won't it?
Yeah, of course it will.
I really don't think George is going to wake up any time soon.
isn't he?
No, we must have really tired him out this afternoon. So it looks like we'll have to put off the cake and candles till later.
Well, that's a shame.
So there's really not much point in you waiting.
I was looking forward to that cake.
Never mind, Grandad, we'll save you a slice.
And you'll have his party on Sunday to look forward to, won't you?
Come in, you nice and prompt.
Am I early? I thought
so. No, just a little bit. Please, you're so eager. Stephen's here.
Alistair, good to see you.
And you.
We missed you on Saturday night.
Yes, so Matt said.
Well, he's here now, that's the main thing.
Yeah, will the others be long? Only...
Yeah, I know, you're on a meter.
Sit down. Relax.
Yeah, can I get you a drink?
Oh, it's a bit early for me.
Go on, live a little.
Yes, just while we're waiting.
Oh, maybe just a small scotch then.
Coming right up.
So, Alistair, how are things? What have you been up to since I last saw you?
We can't believe they didn't offer us so much as a cup of tea.
Oh, what if George was asleep and they wasn't going to do the cake?
If she wasn't out there long enough to check on him.
Oh, well, was her fault, I suppose.
How do you work that out?
Well, I shouldn't have mentioned William at all. You shouldn't have told Emma about our little party.
Oh, for heaven's sake, it's not like we went on about it.
No.
Couldn't say how upset William was not to be seeing George on his birthday.
Oh, we'd have been out the door even quicker.
Walking on eggshells all the time.
Oh, no.
Whichever one of them you're with.
Yeah, everything's going fine till you mention the other one.
Can't do right for doing wrong. They're all George's family.
I wish they'd say that.
Just keeps on spoiling everything.
Everything that should be a happy occasion.
And always somebody bellyaching about it. Don't see why Emma got in such a strop because we was giving George another party.
Oh, same reason our William was so set on seeing George today. Couldn't make no difference to George. He's too little to know.
I think Emma'd be pleased he'd be having a bit more fun.
None of this is about George, is it? They're just getting more and more selfish as far as I can see.
Yeah, I reckon you're right.
They've just got to find some way of getting along with each other. Because soon, George, you'll be old enough to notice.
Yeah, well, I suppose it is early days. He is only a year old.
Honestly, it's ridiculous, George.
Oh, William should be up anyway, after he's taken George on this holiday.
No, Emma won't be. She'll try and make him pay for it, and it'll all start up again.
Oh, maybe Edward will be milking cows by then.
Oh, soon's that?
Well, once he gets to go, Ed, there'll be a lot of work for Edward to do setting it up.
That's true.
And Stirling will have to start paying him more.
Ah, and they'll be able to move out.
Well, that should cheer Emma up.
Yeah, you can see that caravan's really getting her down.
Yeah, well, it's such a chance for the lad. Could be the making of him.
I know. I wish Eddie weren't so down on the idea.
Well, he's just miffed Stirling might succeed where he failed.
Yeah, I suppose.
Easy for him. He's got money behind him. The dice was loaded against us.
Eddie could have a bit of faith in Edward, though.
Well, he don't see the change in him like you and me do.
No, that's true.
Now Edward's got his own little family, he's going to pull out all the stops for him.
Yeah. He's not going to let them down.
Happy birthday, dear Georgie. Happy birthday to you.
Shall we blow all the candles out?
Come on, make a wish, George.
Oh, look at his little face.
Oh, he really enjoyed that, didn't he?
Yeah. Well, I'm glad it was just the three of us.
So am I.
Oh, yeah. Well, I didn't mean to be rude to your Mum and Grandad. It would just...
No. Oh, I am glad, really.
What a year, eh?
Yeah. Just think... This time last year, what was happening?
Oh, don't ask me. I was too far gone to notice.
You're very brave.
Only because you were there.
Well, to start with.
Yeah, that was the important part. That's when I knew that we should be together.
Yeah?
It was meant.
Yeah.
And it's all working out now, isn't it?
Oh, I'm glad you think so.
Yeah, I do. And I know we've had our ups and downs.
You could say that.
Yeah, but we're still together. That's what matters.
I'm sorry about losing the flat at Jack's.
I told you. Brenda said it was never on the cards anyway.
Well, I know you're disappointed we can't move at Grange Farm.
I was, but it doesn't matter.
Doesn't it?
Nah.
Just think, this time next year you'll be a herd manager.
Fingers crossed.
We'll be out of here, in a place of our own, and... Oh, Ed. We're going to be so happy.
Good game, lads. Let me see you out.
Good game.
I know the cars didn't fall very well for you.
They never do these days. Matt told me my luck was bound to change.
I'm sure it will.
Doesn't look like it.
Don't let it get you down. It's only a game.
That was a very pleasant way to pass a Friday afternoon. We must do it again.
I don't think I can afford to.
Alistair's a bit down.
Oh, right. Yeah, look, we can't have that. Have another scotch.
I don't think that would help.
Go on, give it a try.
You don't need to worry. Honestly.
No, of course not. Clever bloke like you, good business behind you. There's always ways to raise money if you need it.
That's what I've been telling him.
Yeah, of course. I don't want you to think I can't pay.
Hey, never cross my mind. I'm not thinking about it, and neither should you be.
No. We don't like to see a friendly game leave an old mate embarrassed.
I'm not. I'll find the money.
Of course you will. Let's drink to that. Cheers.
Don't think I'll try and raise it by playing poker this time, though.
Yeah, well, at least there's some skill involved in that.
Not the way I've been playing.
Now, of course. I mean, horse racing's the game if you really want to see your money disappear.
Your mistake was buying them, not backing them.
Yeah. Well, that may be so, but I've ploughed a lot of money into that animal. Thought I was onto a good thing, but... Nah, you've got no control, too many variables.
Always are where horses are concerned.
He's not happy with his vet.
Oh, really? Who is it?
Pete Rochester, do you know him?
Oh, yeah. Got a practice over Hollerton way.
And what do you reckon?
His business seems to be doing well.
Too well. He's not giving my nag the attention it needs.
I told you. You should have gone for an expert.
They come expensive.
Yeah, or at least a vet with a special interest in the GGs.
Oh, like you, Alistair.
Well.
Or maybe I should have just stuck to poker. Racing's too complicated.
Well, and poker isn't.
Matt runs a clean game.
I wasn't implying...
Not many chaps would have done what he just did for a mate.
Hey, there's no need to go into that now.
Into what?
He just doesn't like being found out in a good deed. It's bad for his reputation.
Now, you're blowing it all out of proportion. I just had a quiet word with the guys holding your IOUs.
He paid them off.
Oh.
Well, it seemed easiest all round. You were getting so freaked out about it.
So you hold them now, IOU?
Yeah, it doesn't matter. I can wait. It's no problem. Look, there. Right, now do you believe me?
Yeah. Thanks, Matt. I don't know what to say.
Don't get too excited. I bet it was one of the smaller ones.
Yeah, of course. What do you take me for?
I'll pay you.
Yeah, there's no hurry.
No. It's gone on long enough. I'll find a way.
Well, I mean, if it's bothering you that much, there is something you could do for me.
What?
Take a look at my horse. Call it payment in kind.
I don't think that would be very professional, going behind another vet's back.
You might be doing him a favour. For all I know, he's got him in tip-top condition.
Yes. Matt's no expert.
But you are. Look, I'd like you to see him anyway.
Well, if you put it like that...
I do. Where's the harm in asking an old friend to come and admire my horse?
The Archers was written by Mary Cutler, and the agricultural story editor was Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Birmingham studios by Rosemary Watts, and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.